Hello, and welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church podcast. It's David here. Today we're going to be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, starting at verse 35. On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Every one of us are on a journey from birth to death. We all encounter a different series of events along the way. But ultimately, there is no escaping death at the end, and we will all one day have to face that. On this journey called life, it is filled with storms and calm, with trouble and happiness. In this passage we just read, there is a storm. I wonder when you read it, you might take from it that it's awesome that Jesus has power over the storm. That might fill us with hope or something to reach out for when we're in trouble. But in our lives, we don't always see this miracle of instant escape from trouble or heartache when we pray. But what's more important is that we have Jesus in the boat with us. We might hear his "peace, be still," and the storm ends. But if not, he wants us to know his peace and stillness, even though the storm rages around us. The disciples were rebuked for not trusting him when he was in the boat with them. We need to trust Jesus, that he does care that we are perishing, and ultimately his intention is to bring us safely to the other side, whatever that may mean. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you that you are a good God, that you are compassionate and full of love towards us. I pray that this day we will all find that place of peace and stillness in you as we welcome you to be King of our lives. Amen.